The Gospel of John, John chapter 1, fourth book of the New Testament, John chapter 1, as we look this evening for just a few moments at verses 4 and 5. If you were here this morning, we started the first chapter of John's Gospel by seeing that Jesus Christ is the divine word, he is the saving word, and he is God's word for us. And we continue to look tonight at John chapter 1, again asking that very important question, who is Jesus Christ? We're here tonight to celebrate his coming into the world. Why do we do that? What's the significance of that event? Who is he? And we're going to see tonight in just these two verses, verses 4 and 5, that John gives us three very powerful words that describe for us who Jesus is and what he's done for his people. John chapter 1, verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Today is December 13th, and children, maybe there are some of you who keep asking your parents, Mom, Dad, how many days until Christmas? When will Christmas be here? Part of that is because, let's be honest, we enjoy presents. We enjoy opening gifts. But there are other parts of the Christmas season that you probably enjoy, singing Christmas carols, hearing beautiful music, children, young people, a break from school. Seeing family, maybe all of the decorations that are associated with the Christmas season. For example, when you drive around at night, you see all the houses with lights on the outside. It's very beautiful, very beautiful. When you see those Christmas lights, I want you to think of this passage. You drive home tonight and you see Christmas lights on the homes around you in your neighborhood. You think of what John says here, the light shines in the darkness. That's a very powerful image. We don't typically turn our Christmas lights on when it's daytime. They wouldn't show up very well. But when it's night, when it's very, very dark out, those lights really stand out. That's one of the images that John gives to us tonight about Jesus. That he is the light of the world. What does that mean? Well, there are actually three things, as I told you, three images John gives us here in these two verses. First of all is life. Secondly is light. And third is darkness. And we want to briefly consider these three words tonight and consider the importance of these words as we think about the coming of Jesus Christ into this world. First word, of course, is life. Verse 4, notice, says, in him was life. This is a big theme in John's gospel. In fact, 36 times in the gospel of John, John uses the word life, far more than any other book in the New Testament. One of John's great themes is life. The true life is found only in Jesus Christ. Now, of course, one aspect of this life is physical life. The Bible teaches us that it is in Christ that we live and move and have our very existence. The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ is the sustainer, the upholder of all things, and that includes you. That includes your physical life. But when John talks here about life, he's talking about eternal life. This is one of John's great themes. John 3:16 says, whoever believes in Christ will not perish, but has, you all know it, eternal or everlasting life. Now, the opposite of this is not mere death, but eternal death. And again, this is a very powerful, powerful image that John gives us here. In contrast to eternal life, John also talks about eternal death or eternal condemnation. John chapter 3, verse 36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. There is a sense in which, and I've said this to you before, there are only two people in this world. Only two people in this world. There are those who believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. There are those who have embraced Him as the only one who can save them. And there are those who have not. The Bible teaches that those who have embraced Christ, those who believe in Christ, those who know that He is their Lord and Savior, have eternal life. Those who do not believe, the Bible says, have eternal condemnation. This is good news if you're a Christian, isn't it? If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you have eternal life. But if you're not a believer, the Bible teaches that the wrath of God remains upon you. This is the greatest thing to know as a Christian. The greatest thing to know as a believer in Christ is that I have eternal life. Because you see, this world is a vapor. This world, the Bible teaches, is but a mist. This life is passing very quickly. But all who believe in Jesus Christ have hope for something beyond this life. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you have hope for something far better. Eternal life in the presence of God. No more sadness, no more grief, no more pain, and no more death. This is one of the things we celebrate at the Christmas season, that Jesus Christ came to give His people eternal life. The second word is light. Another great theme of John's is light. What does light do? Let me give you a number of things. First of all, light reveals, doesn't it? When you walk into a dark room, if you want to see something, what's the first thing you do? You flip on a switch, you flip on a light, because you want to see. Light reveals, and this is exactly what the Bible says about Jesus. Isaiah chapter 9, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. You may know that one of the phrases that Jesus used to describe Himself was the light of the world. I am the light of the world, Jesus said. In other words, He's the one who came to reveal truth to us. If you're a Christian, what has He revealed to you? Well, first of all, He's revealed to you who God is. He's shown you who God is, holy, powerful, merciful, gracious. He's shown you who you are. He's shown me who I am, sinful, unable to know God on my own. He has shown us God's plan of redemption, God's plan of salvation, that through Christ there is forgiveness. And if you have embraced Christ as your Savior, you've been brought out of the darkness and into the light. Secondly, light not only reveals, it also warms. It warms. As the light of the world, Jesus transforms all who come to faith in Him. He brings warmth to the cold heart. He makes you new. He changes you. Christian, you know this to be the case, don't you? You look back on your life and you see how the Lord has changed you. You know you're not perfect. None of us are. But you see how your Savior has been changing you moment by moment, day by day, week after week, year after year. He's changing you. 2 Corinthians 5, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Third, light also guides, doesn't it? It guides the way. Think of the glory cloud of Israel that guided them during the day, the cloud of light. John chapter 8, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Christian, you will never be alone. You will never be alone. Sometimes we lose a spouse, lose a loved one. Sometimes we maybe wish we had a family or wish we were married. And those are all blessings that the Lord sometimes gives, sometimes doesn't. But the fact of the matter is that you will never be alone if you're a Christian. The Bible teaches us that your Savior will always be with you. He will always guide you. He will never leave you. He will lead you. Psalm 23, as our good shepherd, He guides us in the paths of righteousness. He guides us. Fourth, light also conveys and stimulates life. If you want a plant to grow, you put it in the sunshine. In the same way, you will grow as the light of Christ and the light of His Word shines upon you. He will use you to be a reflection of that light to other people. He wants you to reveal the good news of the gospel to those around you. He wants you to warm others so that they will speak the truth of God's word, so that they will find the comfort of God's word. He wants you to be a guide to others. He wants you, Christian, to be a light shining in this dark world. Matthew chapter 5, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Life, eternal life, is what Jesus has brought to us. Light. He's come to us. He's revealed Himself to us. He's revealed the plan of salvation to us. And then third, the third word John uses is darkness. Darkness, of course, is the opposite of light. If light stands for the knowledge of God, darkness represents the spiritual ignorance in which the world is perishing. If light stands for warmth and goodness, then the darkened world is that which is enslaved and bound to sin and misery. If the light leads us in good paths, then darkness is the realm of the lost, the realm of the blind. If the light brings life, then darkness, of course, is the realm of death. It's a very powerful, again, a very powerful image. And darkness hates the light. John chapter 3, verse 19, this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world and people love the darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. You know, nothing has ever condemned this world more than its response to the coming of Christ into this world. If anyone ever tells you that the world or the human race is basically good, remind them of what the world did to Jesus when He came into this world. Jesus came without any sin. Jesus came healing other people, showing compassion to the down and out. He came teaching the way to God. He came showing grace and compassion to the lost. He was truly a light, the light, shining in the darkness. And yet the world hated Him. The world rejected Him. The Pharisees hated Him for exposing their self-righteousness and their legalism. The scribes and priests hated Him because He was popular. The power-hungry Romans viewed Him as a threat to their military might. And it wasn't just the elite of society. It wasn't just the Pharisees and the scribes and the religious leaders and the Romans. The ordinary people of the world cried out for His blood, didn't they? Crucify Him. Crucify Him, they cried. When God's Son came into the world did not receive Him. Instead, they nailed Him to a cross, which was the cruelest form of execution that they could possibly have devised. They killed Him. And yet God used the darkness. This is the incredible thing about the sovereignty and the providence of God. God used the darkness of this cruel event. He used the evil of this cruel event, the execution of Jesus Christ, to accomplish your salvation. God used the evil of the cross, the evil of wicked men. God used it for your salvation. He used the darkness of Calvary to bring you into the light. So here's the question. Have you embraced Jesus Christ as the light of the world? Have you embraced Him as the only one who can bring you out of darkness? You can't come out of the darkness on your own. Have you embraced Jesus Christ as the only one who can take you out of darkness and into the light? Have you embraced Jesus Christ knowing that He is the only one who can give you eternal life? That apart from Him, eternal damnation rests upon you. If you embrace Christ as the one, the only one, who can give you that life. You see, it is only when we humble ourselves before God and only when we repent of our sins and confess our sins to God and cry out to Him for grace and mercy, it is only then that we are brought into the light. Now, whether you believe him or not, the fact of the matter is that the light of Christ will never be put out. You'll notice at the end of verse 5, we are told that the darkness cannot overcome the light. In other words, the light of Christ, the light of the gospel, cannot be extinguished. It cannot be snuffed out. No matter how much persecution and wrath the world hurls upon the church, the light of the Christ, the light of the gospel, will never be extinguished. It will never be snuffed out. My prayer for you, my prayer for each one of you, is that you know Christ as your Savior, that you know him as the light of the world, that you know him as the one who has taken you out of darkness by his grace alone and into his light, that you know him as the only one who can give you eternal life. John Gherardo was a college student in 1840 who knew that he was lost in the darkness. This is one of the great things about reading Christian biographies. You see how God worked in the lives of his people throughout history. Gherardo had a deep sense of his own unworthiness and his own sin when he was a freshman in college. Listen to what his biography says. He had just entered college when a gloom like that of eternal night fell upon his soul. His conscience pointed to this sinful nature, the unbearable holiness of God, and the flaming bar of God's judgment. The lurid glare of an eternal hell was ever before his fervid imagination. His case seemed hopeless. He was afraid to put out his light at night, lest the darkness should never end. He had no appetite for food. He could not study. No earthly thing interested him. In vain did he strive to make peace with God. He wept over the consequences of his sins, but there was no sense of pardon. He tried to reform his life, but there was no peace. One beautiful morning, while on his knees begging for mercy, it occurred to John Gherardo that he had already done everything he could possibly do and that those things had availed him nothing. And so he surrendered himself to Jesus and rested in what Jesus had done for him. Instantly, the Holy Spirit assured him that he was accepted in Christ, that his sins were forgiven, and that God had loved him with an everlasting love. The light of the world came into this world to bring life. The light of the world came into this world to take his people out of darkness into the light of God's love, into the light of God's grace. There's nothing you can do that will make yourself acceptable to God. John Gherardo finally knew that. No matter what he did, he could not earn the favor of God. That's why Jesus came, right? If you could do it yourself, he didn't need to come. But he came to do for you what you couldn't do for yourself. And it is through faith in him, if you know Christ as your Savior, like John Gherardo, you may know you are accepted by God. You may know that God says to you, "You are my dearly loved child." You may know that all of your sins, all of those things that you wish you hadn't done, all of your sins have been washed away. You may know that God the Father loves you, that nothing will ever separate you from that love. And you may know that the light of the world one day will take you to your eternal home where you will be in his presence forever. And you may know that God loves you with an everlasting love. Come to Christ. Embrace him. Know him as your Savior. And you will know the blessing of belonging to him. Let's bow together in prayer. Father, how we thank you and praise you for your grace to us. Lord, we don't deserve it, and yet you have showered it upon us. We know we could do nothing to earn your favor or to be right with you, and so you sent your Son, who lived and died and rose again so that we might have life, so that we might be brought out of our darkness and into your light. Oh Lord, how we thank you for how gracious you've been to us. May we sing your praises, and may we give all glory to you. We pray this in the name of Christ. Amen.